Blog Talk Radio.
This isn't just a race. This is the championship at Homestead Miami Speedway. There are no shortcuts, no excuses, no participation trophies. The only thing racing faster than the championship for is your pulse. Because when it comes to the championship, nothing else matters. It's time! The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Ford EcoBoost 400, November 20th. Call 866-409-RACE or visit homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome you back to Rowdy Mag Light Racing, and I'd like to bring my man, Catch Can Man from Chi-Town, Mark. Hey, Mark, how you doing tonight?
Rowdy, I'm doing good. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great, Mark. What about that race at Homestead yesterday? That was, I done counted Jimmy Johnson out, but you can't count Jimmy Johnson out to the checkered flag waves.
No, you can't. There's a reason he's won those seven championships, Rowdy, and he proved it again yesterday. Never count him out. He came through when it needed to boast, and he got the win. He got the championship. He gets the laurels. He was well-deserved.
Hey, and, you know, how about Carl Edwards? What a gracious loser. I mean, you know, you can't always be a winner. And he proved it last night, you know. Had everything to win and lost it there in the last restart. And then to go and tell the guys, hey, we hope you win, even though you knocked us out of the race. That's pretty awesome.
Well, you know what? That's the formula nowadays, Rowdy, with this new chase system and the way it's set up, each race gets more and more intense, and the intensity boiled over yesterday, and it's a shame. It's a tough way to end your season, but he was a gracious gentleman about it, and you have to give him credit for that, a lot of credit.
Well, I want to tell you, Mark, you go on in social media and you see all the comments off there of Jimmy winning the seventh, and you know, he's like everybody. I guess he's got his haters, but he's got a few haters. But I think it's a heck of an accomplishment. Now, is he the same as those other two guys? It's, you can't judge him because it's completely different cars, motors, era. So you know, for this time, Jimmy Johnson rules the roost.
Well, you know, Rowdy. Each era was, you know, like you said, the cars, the motors, each era the cars were more and more bulletproof. And it's to the point now you don't see a lot of blowing engines. You don't see a lot of broken parts. The cars are really manufactured to take the abuse that they're put through. And I think maybe that makes Jimmy Johnson's seven championships even more remarkable.
Well, you know, he's still got several years, so he could actually be – and I don't blame him. I'd be going for eight, wouldn't you, Mark?
Oh, heck yes, Rowdy. Heck yes. He's racing now to race. He's accomplished pretty much every goal that you can imagine in your career except one. So, you know, why not go for it?
Well, that's what I say, Mark. And, you know, possibly nine, but – you know, as long as there's racing, somebody's going to come and conquer that, too.
Yeah, but I don't know if that'll be in our lifetime, Rowdy.
No.
It's tough to win one race nowadays, let alone two or three in the championship on top of that, multiple ones. So Rowdy Bush gave it a good run for it yesterday. He came up a little short in Logano and Edwards and It was a great race. It was a fun race to watch. A lot of interest. A lot of things happened. And you didn't know who was going to win at those last couple of laps.
Well, you know, let's move on to the chase. I've been around long enough to watch what the old format was. I like this chase. I like it when you can go to the last race and four guys with the best finish is the winner. Instead of lap 13, he's declared the winner. I like the new format. I can't help it. You know, I don't see how you can improve on that format.
I don't either. You could probably tweak it a little bit. Anybody could do that, Rowdy, and they probably will. But what they've got now is proven successful, and that's the reason they spread it out to the other two divisions and let them have their own chase systems. And they were as much fun to watch, as a matter of fact, as that cup race was. And, you know, I'll give a heads up to Daniel Suarez and a big heads up to Johnny Sauter. I watched him race up in the Wisconsin area and my area for years, and for him to pull off the championship with his crew chief, Joe Scheer Jr., was really, really heartfelt for me. I know we're not supposed to be a fans, but I'm going to be a little bit one right now.
Well, you know, 2013, I was at Homestead for that weekend, and I'm going to tell you, if you're a NASCAR fan, Homestead is a must. It's a chance to see three winners and three champions crowned and all in one weekend, and they open the gates up after the race, and you're actually able to go down at the track and be part of the celebration. And, man, there ain't nothing like seeing those stars rain from the sky after they shoot them out of the cannons.
No, I bet that'd be a lot of fun. I'd like to be able to do that someday, Rowdy, and maybe we'll get to do it together in one of our racing adventures.
Well, you know, I had it posted. If you hadn't, of course, Fox has it posted on their Facebook page, but I have my actual own posting that I had filmed in 13. I thought it was 2011 because time goes so fast, Mark, but it actually was 2013. So it was a great weekend. If you've ever thought about going to a race besides your own home track, that's a must. Weekend right there. So, Mark,
yeah,
tonight
it's hard to be
seeing
in South Florida at any time, let alone for a race, Rowdy. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No, it don't. Tonight we're supposed to have Brad Smith on, and Brad's been on with us before. Actually, Brad was our second guest on show number 2, and tonight's show number 43. And that's how long it took to get Brad back on, but you know what? We've had a lot of great guests on, like Brad and his group was, and I'm glad to have Hilton Motorsports back on in the 48 Ford.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing what they have for now, the 2017 season, Rowdy, and what little tidbits they'll be able to give us. It's always fun to have a driver on or crew member, whoever we have. They're always a good guest, so looking forward to it.
Well, Brad's supposed to call in at 6:10. It's for the weekend. If you didn't have a whole lot to do, you had plenty of racing. It ended with a big bang last night. I'm telling you, that was I don't see how the ratings could bend down on that race yesterday. It was a pretty good race from the green flag down to the checkered.
Well, my wife came up and watched the last 30 or so laps with me, and we were both excited being able to see what was happening and not knowing until the very end who was going to be the champ and the winner. So, yeah, it was fun. We put dinner off for a little bit to do it, but, you know, hey, that's racing.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, we've got the banquet coming up here pretty soon.
A little less than 3 weeks, Rowdy.
That's right. And Brad is 6th in points, and, man, what an accomplishment that is to be 6th in points.
Well, considering he's not the most funded team and they missed a few races, to pull off what they pulled off is quite the accomplishment. You know, they deserve a lot of credit and laurels for what they pulled off.
Yes, they do. And Brad's got a pretty good thing lined up for next year, and Brad's pretty much first guy to jump out there and say that he's got what he's got going on for 2017, and that's why we got him on tonight. I think Brad announced his plans first, and then Zane Smith is going to race, 18 races with Venturini Motorsports this year in the 55 Toyota.
They are, Rowdy, and he's not old enough to drive the super speedways, so that'll keep him off of those at least for a year or so, but this kid's got some talent. He's a real thing, and hopefully we'll see him in a couple of weeks down in Pensacola running. He is entered.
Well, I think we've had every Venturini driver this year, but Christopher Bell is the only driver I believe we've missed this year. And him being involved in trucks, that kept him pretty busy.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was getting some super speedway experience with ARCA this year, and Christopher's quite the talent. And yet, the two races he did win were on the short tracks at Salem, so he knows his way around a racetrack, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not really sure on Brad's area code number, but I'm going to try this first guest here, and let's see if this is Brad.
All right, Rowdy, go for it.
Hey, is this Brad there?
This is him. How you doing, Rowdy?
Man, I'm doing great, Brad. How about you? Before we start here, we got the driver of the number 48 for Hilton Motorsports, Ford, Brad Smith. Brad, I'd like to welcome you back into the show. Yeah, I was telling Mark before you called in that you was our second guest on the show, and really enjoyed having you on, and I hate it took so long to have you back on, but, you know, you've always are welcome to be back. Just all you got to do is give us a heads up when you got something to talk about.
Well, I'll do that. Hopefully before the season starts, I'll have a few things to talk about. So,
well,
you know,
you kind of got things kind of lined up for 2017, hadn't you, Brad?
Well, James and I haven't had our official talk, but neither one of us are big talkers, so the other day he just asked if I was going to get the motor freshened, so I assume that means I'm driving again next year. as best I know, I'll be back with James. We're going to run the whole season again. There may be a race or two where Empire uses the 48, and then I'll just run the number 49 with Hilton still as the owner. But, none of that discussion's come up yet. So, it'll probably be after the banquet before Empire talks to James about any of that kind of stuff. But,
for
practical purposes, we'll be back next year just like we were this year.
Well, I'd like to congratulate you on finishing your sixth-place finish for ARCA Racing Series. That's a pretty good accomplishment, Brad. You know, from where you come the year before with a horrendous wreck at Talladega, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I mean, it's a personal best, you know, in ARCA. And, you know, after the injury, and, I mean, I wasn't anywhere near 100% when the season started. So the fact that we were able to kind of limp through the first third of the season or so, until I, you know, felt pretty confident behind the wheel again, or at least had enough movement in that leg to really drive the car. Just the fact that we hung in there, we finished. We didn't light the world on fire, but it's hard to do that with no sponsors. So, our game plan all year was to just go out there, have fun, you know, do the best we could, just try and be very consistent and just bring the car home in one piece so that, we weren't thrashing on it in between races trying to fix it because, you know, our crew is scattered throughout the country. The only real people in the shop working on the car on a consistent basis are James and Tweet and then, our crew chief, Terry Strange. But he's been working a ton of overtime this year, so he hasn't had a lot of time to work on the cars. So, with just two guys working on the car in between races, you can't be tearing them up.
Well, I'm going to tell you, y'all, great guys to hang around with, and it was great to start the year out and see you right off the bat at Talladega or Daytona. And you got to meet my wife, and she really enjoyed meeting y'all. You know, and we left there. She was pretty impressed.
Yeah, well, she's a very nice woman. You got lucky there, buddy.
Well, she's in the hospital right now, and hopefully in a couple of days she's going to be out, but everything's looking better, right? So
okay.
Our plans is to be back in Daytona again for Speed Weeks. We were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and I asked her if she wanted to go, and she said, well, sure, I want to go. So anytime there's a trip to any beach, she's ready to go.
Yeah, I don't blame her for that, especially in February.
Exactly right. Hey, Mark, I got Mark on the other line. I know you know Mark. Mark's hung around with us down in the garage also.
Oh, yeah. Yep. How you doing, Mark?
Good to hear with you from you, Brad, and have a good holiday this year. And, boy, it's nice to be able to talk a little bit about next season and what your plans are, and even if they are a little bit up in the air, but...
Yep.
It's always good talking with you. You've always been very gracious in the pit areas when we've talked, and I always appreciate that. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate everything you and Rowdy do, you know, hanging around the ARCA garage and, you know, doing the radio show and talking with us, getting us a little bit of publicity. And, you know, just, I mean, you guys are super. We love having you around, and anytime I can talk to you or, you know, give you a little inside scoop, I'm more than willing to do that.
Oh, we're always willing
to
take it too, Dad.
That's right. Well, I've got four more or three more callers, and I would imagine they're probably some of your crew guys too, Brad. So I'm going to slowly bring them on. But last year you run Big Brothers and Big Sisters on your car. Well, that was pretty successful little event for you, wasn't it?
It was. I don't know how much you know about them. You've probably heard about them, but they're an organization that just matches mentors with, I don't know, for lack of a better word, maybe underprivileged children. Could be children that come from low income, broken homes, you know, things like that. Maybe, you know, maybe they just have learning problems, or, you know, they're getting in trouble at school. But, you know, it's been proven that mentoring makes a big difference in a kid's life. And I got involved through Chrysler Corporation 2 years ago, you know, mentoring, you know, through the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And, you know, I like doing it. And then we had a off-site event for the what they call the Bigs, which are the Big Brothers. And I got to meet some of the officials from Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and I asked them, I said, hey, you know, if it would help your group, you know, I'd be more than happy to put your name on the car, you know, put you on the website and work with you guys to try and move your organization forward. And they were appreciative of the offer, and, you know, we put them on the car about three quarters of the way through the season last year, and, of course, they'll be on the car all year this year. So we're looking forward to that. And I think ARCA is going to get involved a little bit, too, through Flat Rock and Toledo Speedways by donating some tickets to the organizations so that the Big Brothers and the Little Brothers can get together and spend some time at a racetrack, which to me is a great way to keep a kid off the street and out of trouble, hopefully.
And well entertained. What a great way to do
Brad.
It.
One of the reasons I had you on tonight, if that program was going to be in effect this upcoming year, I'd like to try to get involved at Talladega and do a little more for that.
Okay. All right. Well, we can definitely talk. I mean, they've got organizations all over the country, you know, a lot of the big cities. I know they got Detroit, Chicago. I'm sure they probably have something in Birmingham, which is really close to Talladega. But,
right.
Yeah, we can dig into it, and we'll definitely work together on something.
Well, I'm here tonight to tell you I want to be part of it. I think that would just super wow a kid to see, to go down and see the infield at Talladega.
You know, it wows us as adults, so I can imagine what it would do to a kid, you know.
Well, maybe we'll have
exactly.
to do something with Chicagoland, too, with that aspect on my end, because that's my hometown area, Brad. So, yeah,
okay.
we'll work on something for this year.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'd appreciate it, and I look forward to working with you guys.
Well, the future of ARCA and NASCAR, right? Yeah, the future of NASCAR and ARCA is through the younger generation, and it's not there right now, Brad. And I think Big Brothers and Big Sisters would be a good start.
Well, I think so too, and especially if we could get these kids away from some of these electronic games and get them out to a real racetrack, you know, because you know you don't smell the burning rubber and the fuel and all that playing it on a game. So, if we could get them to the track, that'd be great. That'd be great. I think we'd hook them. We'd have a fan for life, for sure.
All it takes is one, and then it takes another one, and the next thing you know, it's snowballing on you.
Yep. And it would be nice to get the younger crowd back into racing.
Exactly.
Oh, we need it so desperately.
Mm-hmm. Well, with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, You spread yourself out. They go to all kinds of different schools, so they go back and tell what they did over the weekend, and then that sparks an interest. And, you know, that's what it all starts with, but sparking an interest with a kid.
Yep. And then getting organizations to work with us. I mean, when I made that announcement, Ron Drager from ARCA called me and said, hey, we'd like to participate somehow. And he said, you know, we can donate some tickets. You guys can use them however you want. And, you know, I mean, that was just a great gesture on ARCA's part. So, again, you know, just good people and good groups working together, it's going to be a good result. You know, there's no way it's going to fail. So I'd love to work with you guys this coming year on something. We'll definitely do
something. Brad, that's the reason you're on the show tonight, is because I want to try to get that kicked off for Talladega, and we're going to start working on that. And Mark's done hit up on Chicagoland, so hey, we've multiplied tonight twice.
That sounds great. Yeah, in fact, I got a new connection over at Chicagoland, so maybe we can do something with the race, include the racetrack themselves too, and.
Whoever wants to be involved, the more the better, Brad. That's the best part about it. The more we get involved, the more people know about it.
Yep. All right. Well, that'll be a project for us this year, guys.
Well, one of many, I hope.
One that's
beneficial for all of us.
Okay. Go ahead,
Rowdy. I'm going to bring in this caller. Hey, caller, okay. Who we got here?
Rowdy, this is Rush.
Hey, how you?
Hi. I work on the 48 team with Brad.
Your phone's kind of got a bad bass on it. Don't it sound like guys that...
Yeah, I'm getting some feedback or something.
Oh, are you guys?
Yeah, you got a bad feedback.
Okay, hold on. Is that any better?
No.
Sorry, guys. I'm gonna have to try a new phone.
Okay. All right. Was that James?
No, that was Rush, one of our crew guys from New Jersey.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. No.
Rowdy, was that better?
No, you still got it, Russ.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm wasting airtime. Hold on just a second.
Hey, I appreciate you trying. Let me try this other call.
Okay, I'll be right back with you.
All right. I just
take
hang
care,
on.
All
right. Rush, and you can listen. Thanks for calling, Rush. All
okay,
right, caller,
you
got Brad
Bye-bye.
Smith. You're live with Brad Smith.
Hi, you Rowdy.
Hey.
Todd?
Hey, I'm hurt.
I thought I recognized that voice, Todd.
How are you gentlemen tonight?
There you go. It's Todd. Hey, Todd. Yeah, doing great, Todd.
Oh, ditto, Todd. I'm having a good evening myself. How are you?
Trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I know the feeling. We had snow up here the other day, so... I think winter's finally making its way to Chi-Town.
Yeah, we got a foot of snow on the ground.
Ooh.
That's no fun.
You're in that belt. You're in that snow belt.
You can have it. Todd. We don't want it. Hey, Todd, you got a question? Todd, you got a question for Brad tonight?
No, Brad. Hearing about this program that you're doing and that you're involved in, it's a wonderful thing. And be honest with you, I think you're 100% on the right track.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm near Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
I'm sure they probably have some sort of program up here.
Yep, I'm sure they do.
I'm still kind of new to the area, and I'm still trying to get to know the area. I can actually drive around without the GPS.
There you go. What? You need a snow shovel now.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about the program that you're doing and the different things that you were getting into.
Okay.
So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more.
Okay. As far as the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, they generally start you out on an on-site program. And what an on-site program is, it's where they make arrangements with different local schools to have mentors come in. In my case, it's every other Tuesday, and they match you up with a child in with some kind of need. And basically, you mentor them. I mean, you know, the first year is a lot of relationship building because, you know, depending on the kid's background, they could have trust issues with adults. They could have learning issues. They could have authority issues. I mean, you know, you never know exactly what you're getting into when you first start. But if you go in there, you know, wanting to help somebody and, you know, with your heart in the right place, a lot of times it's just a matter of listening, more listening than talking. And then you can develop a, you know, a relationship with the kid and then just kind of help guide them. You know, in our case, they're seventh graders that we're starting with, and so we're with them for 2 years and hopefully kind of putting them on that path to hopefully going to college or trade school or, you know, for sure at least graduating and then hopefully going on to some education past that. But a lot of them, you know, they don't really, I guess they don't have the background for getting themselves educated, so to speak. You know, it may be because they're from a broken family or whatever. And it's just a way to kind of get a kid on a good path moving forward and then help them get there. And then usually once you're with a kid for more than a year, then you start having some after-hours meetings with them. Like you might take them to a baseball game, football game, take them to a car race, bowling, you know, just any kind of sporting event or even a culture event. I mean, you know, you could take them to an art museum, symphony, you know, whatever their interests are, you know, you just spend some time with them and just, you know, just give them the best mentoring you can. And then hopefully things work out for the best. So that's in a nutshell, that's how the program basically works.
Well, that's pretty cool, and I'm going to check into it in our local area.
Okay. Yeah, I'd recommend that, yep.
Because I'm disabled, so I have all the free time in the world.
Okay, yep. Yep, and there's someone out there, a kid out there, that I'm sure would love getting some advice from you on a whole bunch of different issues. You know, that's just... you know, when I was growing up, I played a lot of sports, and, you know, we always had volunteer coaches for Little League baseball, Little League football, all that stuff. And, you know, when I got older and, you know, my son started playing that, you know, I was more than happy to coach different sports. And, you know, now that he's grown up and out of that phase, that's when I made the leap over to Big Brother, Big Sisters. It was a way to just kind of, you know, help people, give back to the community a little bit, and, you know, do some mentoring. So it's a great organization. So I hope you do it, and I hope you have fun doing it.
Well, I appreciate the information.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you for talking with me. Thank you, Rowdy.
Thanks,
hey,
Doc.
Hang on for later, Doc.
Yeah, I'm not going nowhere, buddy.
All right. I'm going to bring my next caller in. He called in first. And let's go ahead, caller. You're live with Brad Smith.
Is that me, Rowdy?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I had to check in on Brad.
Well, Jake, I'm doing good. How you been doing?
I'm cold. I'm ready to go to Daytona.
Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing better than Daytona in February when you live up north, is there?
That's right.
Oh, there's that.
Right.
You guys had any snow over there in Jersey yet?
No, not yet. Just windy and cold.
Okay, now we had about an inch the other day. It didn't stick too long. Yeah, I was out there trying to rake and burn leaves and trying to do it in the snow. That ain't too cool.
No.
Well,
I think Rowdy's down there in the heat, aren't you, Rowdy?
Do what now?
You're down there in the heat, are you?
It's actually cold. I'm in Alabama.
Yeah, well, that's probably better than here. In Michigan.
Well,
just a
tonight's
little.
Low's about 20. Tonight's low's probably about 27, 28.
Oh, really?
But
never mind.
During the day, it sparks back up to about, I think tomorrow's high is 68, so we're still doing pretty good.
Okay.
I take 68.
We're not
right.
Like Todd. Oh. Yeah, and Mark's cold.
So I was talking to Brad earlier. We got to maybe hook up with Geritol or somebody for sponsorship with all the old guys on our team.
Oh, boy.
I will tell you, these guys here, they have a blast. You know, Russ having problems with his phone, so he had to go back off. We couldn't hear him, couldn't understand him. He sounded like he had a bad connection. But,
yeah.
I tell you, y'all have a great time. That's you running around. That's your driver relief guy, isn't it, Rush?
What's that? Rush is a spotter.
But he is your driver relief, though, on you trying to get to the tracks when you're driving.
Oh, yeah. He's my co-pilot.
Well, you know, guys, James, would you ever dream that you'd be doing what you're doing now at your age?
No, I didn't dream I'd be doing it when I was younger, so certainly not now, but
me neither.
You get worn out and then you look over at James Hilton and you think, geez, I can keep up with this guy.
Oh boy. I don't know
it's
if
tough,
we can keep up with James. He's just incredible.
I know, but
Well, you know, James gives us all hope.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He gives us all hope that we can carry on. What is James now, 82?
82 or 83, I believe.
Yeah, 82 or 83. I'm not sure which.
Yeah. He still drives the hauler.
I'm going to drive. I'm going to have James on. I talked to him at the last race, and he agreed to come on and talk. So we're going to have a show with James and maybe Wayne Peterson and do an old reunion.
A little show between those two, Rowdy.
I've listened to – actually, I was fortunate. I think I've told this before, but at Talladega about 3 years ago, I was actually sitting in the presence of Rex White, James Hilton, and Wayne Peterson, and some of the stories, folks, was incredible, incredible.
Yeah.
I give it well a man,
sure.
Rowdy.
James, how many races did you make this year with the 48 team?
10. 11 with testing, but 10 races, yeah. Yeah, I hope to get
what's your
next year.
Brad, what's your plans for testing? Are y'all going to go test, or are you just...
You know, we're not sure yet. We're probably going to take the same car with the same engine in it that we ran last year. You know, we're going to try and slick up the body just a little bit more to pick up a couple mile an hour. But I don't know if we're actually going to go to the test session this year or not. We went last year, and that was the first time I had ever gone to one down at Daytona. And it was good, and it was fun, but it's expensive, and it's time, it's vacation days away from work that I sort of need to keep for during the season. So we're not sure what we're going to do. Mr. Hilton was leaning toward not going to, I don't know, something tells me we'll be down there. You know, between the warm weather and seeing everybody again, you know, haven't seen these guys for a month now, and, you know, we're all starting to get that itch again. So I think the banquet number one will be a good time to see everybody again in a month, and then the test a month after that. So we might all go down even if we don't bring a car. I'm not sure. Not sure at all.
Yeah. Well, it's not long away, 13th, 14th, and possibly the 15th of January. So, and we're fixing to be stabbed into December here and just real short.
Yep. Yep. The new season's
well,
coming
Brad,
up.
Brad, again, one of the reasons that I wanted you on tonight was I wanted to kind of throw my hat in for Talladega and let's start getting the ball rolling, and had not even talked to Mark about it. And, you know, Mark's ready to jump in there at Chicagoland, and you know some folks over there. So
yep.
Hopefully we got something going, and Todd's actually wanting to spark up. So tonight has done got three commitments on your program, and that's not bad.
No, in fact, that's how these programs grow, and that's how they become great, you know, just people helping people. So
well, you know, you're talking about seventh graders. You know what?
Yep.
A lot of kids, and even my brothers. Now, I was brought up doing construction work and stuff, but I've heard kids go, "What the heck do I need to read a tape for?" But you know,
you
take them down, and they look in the garage, and they say, "James, what do they need a tape for?"
There's plenty of things you can use a tape on. And
there you go. Setting wedge on the race car, right?
That's exactly
only
right.
Only one of many thousands.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, there's a good way that kids, you know, they need to, if they want to get involved in racing, the first thing you got to do is read a tape.
Right. Yep. Well, you got to be able to do some math, too, when you're figuring out your cross weights and, you know, your right side, left side, your nose weight, tail weight, all that stuff. You know, you got to be able to do it up there by the scale pretty quick. So, again, gives them a little incentive to pay attention in school.
Well
the guys
can point it to Northwest Ohio University for further education. That could always be a carrot in front of their faces to dangle in front of them.
Yep. I agree.
And, you know, Brad, you said it a while ago, college or trade school, not every kid's cut out for college. That's what everybody's got to wake up in this country. You got to learn a trade. It's great to have a good education, but you got to have a trade with that education.
Yeah, in fact, up here in Detroit, probably one of the biggest areas they're hurting in are the different trades at the auto companies, because there just aren't skilled tradesmen out there anymore. You know, a lot of them retired with the last recession up here, and you know, they're recruiting them from other countries now, and it's a shame. It's really a shame that we don't have people that go to trade school to learn this stuff.
Well, that's what we had a local company here that was hiring a bunch of welders, and they had to go to Russia to get welders, and that's crazy. There's too many people here that need jobs. But they needed skilled welders.
Yep. Yeah, it's a shame. Hopefully things will change on pretty short order around here, because, you know, you hate to see the manufacturing jobs leaving, the skilled trades leaving the country. It's a shame. I mean, we need to start looking into the future a little better and
kind of reinvent ourselves a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
Somebody's got to work on our cars and do our plumbing and build our houses and put a roof on our house.
You're exactly right, James. And you got to start right here. I mean, there's plenty of work. You just got to have skilled, trained people to do it.
Yep. Yeah, I always had to work. I was never smart enough to not work.
Me neither, James. Most of us are from the old school.
Yep. Pretty much.
Well,
yep.
Brad, would you like anything else you'd like to talk about, and then tell us where everybody can follow you on social media and how to get a hold of you?
Well, I really don't do anything on social media yet, but, you know, they can always check out our website, bradsmithmotorsports.com, or you can look up James Hilton. I don't think he has a regular website, but he has, like, a social media-type website. So, you know, you can follow James and I there, and that's probably the best way. I mean, I'll learn Facebook one of these days.
You and me both, Brad. You and me both.
Hey, I'm still trying to teach Hilton how to text. I just learned about a year ago.
I'm still learning.
Well, I didn't have no choice. I had to teach myself by trial and error. My son, he didn't have a whole lot of patience with me, so I'm learning. And the hardest part was learning the difference in the hashtag and all the other symbols that's involved in it. But he'll tell me one time, if I don't get it the first time, it's up to me to trial and error. But I've done better. I can get the computer on now and post something. So,
Rowdy, you're better off than I am, my friend.
You're better off than me too.
Well, Brad, man, I appreciate you coming on tonight, and hopefully we'll see y'all at the banquet. We've got plans to try to, if we can get it all put together, to be at Indy at the banquet, which is the 12th, isn't that, or 10th?
10th, yep.
The 10th of December.
Yep.
The 10th,
all right,
of
well,
December.
For sure.
James, looking forward to seeing you in a cleaned-up black tie suit.
I don't think I'm going to make it this year. I made it last year. I don't think I'm going to make the banquet this year, though.
Well, then I'm looking forward to seeing you at Daytona.
That will happen.
More realistic for that one, Rowdy.
Yeah.
James, have you got anything you'd like to add on to all this?
No, just keep watching. You know, it's great racing. It's a shame it doesn't get all the publicity, I guess it should.
Well,
you know,
guys, you just started another conversation, you know, with American Sports Network. I hope they're coming back this year. And, of course, we got Fox One that covered most of the big tracks. But last year, wasn't it, Mark, we had every race on but one, which was Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were either on live or on a tape delay. And if it was a companion event, Fox Sports One carried almost all of those, so... Yeah, let's hope we have some good TV coverage next year. We need it.
Sounds good to me.
Brad, anytime you want to come back on, man, just give us a heads up, and we're looking forward to seeing you up in Indy.
Okay, I'll do that. I appreciate it. Appreciate you letting me on your show, buddy.
Hey, I'm just
good
glad
holidays,
you were able
Brad.
To come
it's
on
good
tonight.
Talking with you again.
All right, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Brad.
Bye-bye. Yep.
See you, Brad.
Bye-bye. All right. Take care, Jake.
All right,
bye.
Jake, you want to hang on? We're going to just talk. We're just going to do a little roundtable talk here. I didn't know how much time Brad had or you had, either one. But what about that race yesterday?
That was a... All three series, the truck series, the Xfinity series, and the Cup series, they were all three good races.
I thought so too.
This format for all the other two series was worth the effort. Did it add something to, you know, for you to watch?
It Yeah, it definitely did. You know, to like Rowdy said earlier, to be able to watch, you know, four guys, all of them with an equal chance of winning the thing, it added something to it.
Well, it's better than the old days when, you know, the Rockingham race was usually when they determined the champion anyway.
Yeah.
So, I enjoy the new format, too. It's added something. They needed to do something to be more competitive with the other sports, and they seem to have done it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
Todd, what did you think about yesterday?
Well, I didn't get to see much of it because I was in the woods hunting. Our hunting season opened Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Our weather turned really bad on us because it got real windy, and we're dealing with, like, a whiteout. So even though it was crappy weather, I still went out and sat in it.
Well, you are hardcore, Todd.
There's nothing better than fresh venison.
My son got an 8-pointer on Saturday.
Sausage.
Your son got an 8-point?
Yeah, on Saturday with a bow.
Very nice.
Ooh. He really went hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're hunting the weather turned, a lot of people decided not to go out, so the deer weren't moving as much as they should have been.
Yeah, he got his early on Saturday.
Last week, Jake and Todd, I didn't see you call in, but we had Tim Bryan on with Five Flags, and he was really, really a great show, wasn't he, Mark?
Oh, we got lucky with another great guest, Rowdy. Yeah, he really was. Very informative, great guy. We had a lot of fun with him, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in a couple of weeks down in Pensacola.
Jake, Todd, that's what we got kind of on our mind to do. It's the first through the fourth is head down to Pensacola to the Snowball Derby. And I think last week they had over 60 entries already for the Sunday's race.
They got 68 super late models entered for Sunday's race and 61 pro late models entered for Saturday night's 100 lappers. So, they've got a heck of a car count coming up. And Friday, when you walk into the pit area with the local divisions, you have close to 200 race cars there.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people. I've seen a lot of people getting ready for it.
Well, there's several ARCA drivers. Mark, do you know how many ARCA drivers have you?
We got Brett Holmes, Grant Enfinger, Dalton Sargent, Zane Smith are all entered. Ty Majewski, Travis Braden in Saturday night's race. So we have some ARCA winners loaded up into that show, and it's a good possibility one of them could win it.
Dang. We were lucky enough, guys, to go. Mark and I was lucky enough to go back to Nashville after the ARCA race. We went back up for the 32nd All-American. And I'm telling you, James, Todd, there was definitely some fantastic racing on Sunday now.
That's
not a bad place to watch
a
race. Exactly. That's what I was fixing to say. It's not a bad place to watch a race at the fairgrounds. And you can get as close as I've ever been to a track or to a car on the track at the fairgrounds. I mean,
it's always good racing there. It's a small track. It's always good racing.
It is. I don't know what it is about the racetrack, but it's the track itself is just conducive for having good races, and they have through the years. I've been going there for over 30 years, and I've always seen good races when I go there.
Nashville is a great track.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Well,
it's an oldie but goodie.
I'm just glad we got them back on the schedule, guys. And, you know, Jake, we kind of talked about having 21 races this year, but maybe they come out with 20 and kind of.
Yeah, it's still 20. I guess we're going to do Road America this year instead of the Jersey track, which is a little harder on me.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. They're running it in conjunction with the Xfinity Series race, so it'd probably be on Fox Sports 1, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be. That's good. It's just Jersey's only 8 miles from the track. It's only 8 miles from me, so that's always an easy weekend.
Oh, that's got to hurt. That's got to hurt.
Yeah, Road America is a little bit further. What's that?
What happened there, James?
I really don't know. They brought the K&N series in, and I guess they're taking ARCA's place. I really don't know what happened there, because we've been running there since the place opened.
It's been a very, you know, it's been a fairly successful event, hadn't it?
Yeah, I thought so, but I guess they didn't once they got K&N in there.
Boy, that would hurt being 8 miles away. Man.
Yeah.
That's all the traveling that you have to do that you've done.
Yeah, Road America is a little bit further than 8 miles from South Jersey.
Yeah. Luckily for me, it's a little closer, so I'll be able to make that one too. But, yeah, I hate to see anybody lose a track so close to home. That's tough.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, my wife wouldn't let me get a room for that one.
Well, actually, y'all just brought the car up to your house, didn't you? I seen pictures. Yeah, I was out in the front of
yeah,
the worked on your car setup.
We left Toledo, and rather than run back down to Carolina, he just brought it here to my house, and we worked on it here at my place. Spent a week.
Well,
you know, the neighborhood loved it.
Well, I know James Hilton, and he made the statement one time that all he needed, Jake, was a good place to lay his head down at nighttime and a couple of fried eggs every day.
That's it. He don't even have to lay his head down. He sleeps sitting up anymore.
I've seen him do that in the pits at the race.
Yep. Well, Rowdy, I'm going to have a little fun with the grandkids, so I'm going to take off now.
Jake, appreciate you calling in. Always glad y'all call in. I hate to tell Russ, he had a little problem with his phone, but we'll get back together for.
Oh yeah.
Maybe
yep.
Before Daytona.
Oh, yeah, it's always a pleasure running into you.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, right, we appreciate
really
it.
It is. It's always great to go in the garage and hang out with y'all for a little while and be part of what's going on because y'all got to get everybody back on an even keel. It's not.
Yeah,
not
we have a good group, have a good team.
I think you got an excellent team.
Yep.
Jake, you really do. Even though
right,
you
well,
need
thanks.
A Geritol.
Thanks, Rowdy. We'll
hey,
see you in February.
Looking
right.
Forward to it.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye. Oh, well, guys, it's coming close to the end of another Monday night. Todd, anything you got on your mind before we leave here?
Just so you gentlemen know, I did pre-order my Pocono ARCA tickets.
Good for you, Todd. Which one, the spring or the early race or the later race?
The earlier race.
Okay, the June race?
Yeah. I didn't want to have it conflict with any of the other races that I want to try to do and allow me enough time to save up enough money for coming down to see you wonderful gentlemen in Talladega.
Hey, we're looking forward to that too, Todd.
Oh, you
we
bet,
sure
Todd.
Are.
Glad to hear you've got that in your game plan. We'll really enjoy that a lot.
Yep. The only thing I got left to do is go over here to my Amtrak station and find out what my cost is for the train.
There you go.
I think you'll enjoy the train, man. What a thrill.
I always enjoy going by train. I think it's one of the best ways to travel, tell you the truth.
Just going from here and where I'm at out to Syracuse, I mean, the sightseeing is wonderful because you get to see stuff you normally don't get to see.
You're not going to see you're going to see more than what you see on the interstate. I mean, you really go through the center of a town and a lot of beautiful towns that you go through. So, yeah, that'd be the way I want to go.
So you gentlemen know I am planning on going to the second Talladega race.
Well, we'll see you in October, Todd. We can, Todd, all you need to do is just bring your clothes. We got everything else, dude.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about nothing else. So you going solo? You coming by yourself?
Yes.
Well, I'll just go ahead and reserve
you. Todd, that thing, that may change. You never know.
Well, Todd, I'll make you reservations for a bed on the Rowdy Bus.
All righty.
It's the infamous Rowdy Bus, Todd.
Yeah, she didn't get to go with me in October because of my wife's situation, but it had been 14 races, consecutive races, up until the last race. So we still had a great time, though, didn't we, Mark?
Oh, Rowdy, how is it not hard to not have a good time when with the group of people we were with and the racing going on and all the activities going on around us? It was just a blast, an absolute blast.
I had a great time, too. Mark, is there anything else you want to talk about on the late models and the Snowball Derby?
Well, I can talk another hour on the Derby, Rowdy, but now we're running out of time. We'll keep her short. We'll be down there Friday morning. We'll be hitting it. It's three straight days and nights of going to the races, and I can hardly wait to get down there, and I'm hoping you're going to make it, too, buddy.
Well, I'm planning on it, Mark. You know, it may not be till Saturday, but I want to be there Saturday night to watch the snowflake.
Yeah.
My plans is to be there. One way or another, I know I'll be there for sure Sunday morning, but I want to get and watch. I want to be there in time to watch Saturday night's race.
Well, we'll be there waiting for you, Rowdy. And hoping that you get there safely. That's all that counts. You get there safely.
That's right. Well, guys, listen, I appreciate y'all calling in. Mark, thanks again for being my co-host, man. It makes the show go great.
Thanks, Rowdy. Monday nights wouldn't be the same without you. So give Diane our best. Diane our best and for Ann and I. Hope you guys get back to normalcy soon, buddy.
Hey, and thanks for both of y'all stepping up on Big Brother's Big Sister for us. That's going to help.
That was easy enough to do, Rowdy. We'll get something together with Brad, that's for sure.
All right, guys. Hey, I appreciate it.
All right, Rowdy. Good night, and I'll talk with you in a bit, buddy.
All right. Well,
bye-bye.
That's it for... Bye, Mark. Bye, Todd. Talk to you later, brother.
Okay, buddy.
You got it, Rowdy.
That's it for Monday night. Hey, you know if it's Rowdy, we'll be here Monday night, and I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.